Yorkton, Saskatchewan NDP leader, Carla Beck, was the guest speaker at a Yorkton Chamber of Commerce business lunch held on September 8 at St. Mary's Ukrainian Cultural Center. Beck's opening remarks acknowledged the passing of the Queen, whose death had been announced some 30 minutes prior, and the massacre that occurred on the James Smith Cree Nation and the nearby community of Weldon. "I think all of our hearts and our minds have been heavy over this past week," said Beck, adding, "We have witnessed unspeakable tragedy in our province. The road to recovery after such a tragedy will not be easy, because violence on this scale, I think, would devastate any community, but in tight-knit Saskatchewan towns and communities, losses like these really do impact everyone," said Beck. "This tragedy, of course, does not define Saskatchewan, because in times of need, although we've faced adversity before, what defines us is how we come together in the face of that adversity," said Beck. "This is the kind of spirit that defines Saskatchewan people," said Beck, adding, "We look out for our neighbors, we lend a hand, and I think this is who we are when we are at our best." Beck went on to address the members of the Chamber of Commerce. "Over the last few months, small business owners across Saskatchewan have stepped up in incredible ways despite being challenged, like perhaps no other time in recent memory," said Beck, adding, "Over the last 2 years, businesses have filled gaps in our public services, provided a helping hand and a warm welcome to Ukrainian refugees. Business owners, like those in this room, simply roll up their sleeves and do what's needed when times are tough." Beck noted her appreciation for small business owners. "It really has been easy to see the good work that businesses across this province and in this room do every day as job creators, as innovators investing in your community and adding to the vibrancy of this province. We say thank you. This is a story that has played out time and time again in every corner of this beautiful province," said Beck, adding, "I think job creation, like running a business, like working in government, calls for teamwork, and, it's so much easier to help build a business or a community to create good jobs and to serve your community to the fullest when everyone works together. That is exactly what our province needs right now," said Beck. Beck said her party is as focused on the growth of the economy and supporting small business. "We'll continue as your official opposition to make sure that this province is focused on supporting small businesses, on growing our economy, because we all know without good jobs and a thriving economy, without skilled workers, our young people will not see a future here in this province, and that is something that I think we all share, that one of a better today and a better tomorrow for ourselves and for our children." Beck said she believes strongly that Saskatchewan should be the best place in Canada, if not the world, to live and to work. "We're focused on long-term solutions to inflationary challenges that businesses are facing, focused on growing businesses and setting them up for long-term success," said Beck. Beck went on to echo sentiments of the Premier. "I agree wholeheartedly with Premier Mo on this. Saskatchewan has what the world needs," said Beck, adding, "I think that has been so for many years, but perhaps never more so than right now. Saskatchewan has the potential to boom in so many ways," said Beck. Beck noted some of the challenges that the province may face. "There are no shortage of serious challenges, especially coming out of the period that we've had, certainly in health and education, a 40-year record affordability crisis, inflation, labor market challenges. Those are all present, and I think those are present in many communities, not only this province but in others." Beck said that since becoming the leader of the opposition, she has put on many miles visiting different communities in the province and speaking with their residences. "I'm also reminded, and I hear it in every community that I go into, that there are people who have that piece of the solution, people who want to be part of the solution, who are committed to doing that work, and I know those people are in this room and I want to thank you for that. We're determined to build a better Saskatchewan for everyone to call home," said Beck. "I think we have one hell of a story to tell in this province about the quality of life, about the opportunity that's here," said Beck, "but right now we have the lowest population growth in the country. We need to be telling that story. In an affordability crisis, we have some of the best rates as a province, the most affordable housing in the country, and we're losing more young people, 18 to 25, than any other age category," said Beck. "We have to start talking about the opportunity here," said Beck, later adding, "This should be a place where people are flocking to."